So hey there, I am here with Curtis Morley, who's from the eLearning Brothers. And Curtis, can you tell us just a little bit about what you guys do?
Yeah, so our mission is to create e-learning rock stars. And the way we do that is with the world's largest template library of cutout people, of games, of interactions, course starters, stock photography, PowerPoint, anything you need to build e-learning, that's what we provide. And that way you get a really high level of design and interactivity, but we do all the work for you.
Cool. So Curtis, we've been talking a lot about learner engagement these days. And I was wondering what you guys see at the eLearning Brothers as kind of one of the key learner engagement trends for 2017.
Yeah, that's kind of why we started the company is to give people the ability to get interactive, to really get people engaged and help them to go beyond death by PowerPoint and death by bullet point. And so some of the big engagement things that I see coming, definitely gamification, which you'll see a lot of the different games in our libraries. We're coming out with new games almost weekly now, but also adaptive learning. Adaptive learning is a huge trend that I see because people don't want to have to be told what they already know. And so giving them the ability to learn what's missing versus learning what they've already got, and you know, it becomes less engaging if it's just redundant.
So how do you see that happening, adaptive learning? Is that through initial tests at the beginning of the course, or is that by bits dropping out partway through when the platform has realized that you already know this stuff? How do you see that happening?
Yeah, great question. Actually, let me give you an example. In the States, we did a course for PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, the big utility on the West Coast. And with that, it was a fire extinguisher training. And previously, they would get all of their employees and do this training. So it would be an hour and a half. And they'd have to either, you know, get everybody into their training center, 40,000 employees, to figure out how to work a fire extinguisher. Fire extinguishers aren't that hard. You pull the pin and you squirt, and you know, there's obviously other pieces and parts to it. But with that, we created an adaptive learning module. So instead of saying, hey, we're gonna make you sit through all hour and a half of this training, instead we went and we said, okay, what do you already know? How much of this do you really need? And we assessed them upfront, and then we produced the end result, which turned out to be about 10 to 15 minutes versus an hour and a half on average. And the cost savings for them, instead of carting everybody back to their facility.
Yeah, 40,000 people saving 45 minutes, that's a huge saving.
Yeah, and the travel, and the added expense of a lunch or whatever you're providing. They literally saved millions of dollars on this one training because it was adaptive. But the method we did it with was we took an assessment up front and then dropped pieces out as they went. And so it was figuring out what they know, giving them what they don't, and then making sure after we taught them that they did learn that piece. And we found that the retention was actually higher because they weren't bored to death.
that's a really interesting one. I agree. I think we need to be looking a lot more at adaptive technology. Hey, so final question, still on engagement, but when you're on the other side of the fence, when you're there as a learner yourself, how do you like to engage with your learning?
One big thing is if I see something that somebody put a lot of time into, high level of design, so it looks really good. That's so important. It's so important, as well as it being engaging. We recently did a course for Metamythic, a company. Very, very fun course. Very game-based. It's a robot game. We've won several awards for it, but that's the type of learning I love, because with this, people are actually telling their fellow employees, telling other people, you have to go play this. It's so fun. It became something that became viral inside the company, and it became award-winning. And so for me, I like to learn. There's a couple things. The learning itself helps me, but just as a person, if I can attach importance to what I'm learning, then the meaningfulness of the course is something that I really get engaged with. And that's a personal decision, obviously not something that can be programmed or designed. But for me, if I know why it's important, I learn this, it's a lot easier to get engaged with it.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Curtis. I really, really appreciate it. Nice one.
Awesome. Thanks.
Turn it off.